All right, all right, all right. Welcome to the KNS Radio Network. Here we are on a finally Friday. Appreciate you dialing us in here on this finally Friday morning. Kevin Keith here at the helm. Well, I guess I'm always at the helm because I'm a one-man band here. I'm at the helm 24/7. The automation helps me a lot. The software I've told you guys about that I purchased to run this throughout the day when I'm not here to push buttons and start the next thing that you hear throughout the day. That software was well worth the I think it's about $500, and it was a one-time purchase. So I've got the software regardless of where I go, what I do. I've always got this software and a license for it, so I'll be able to do this forever. So screw you. No. So I'll be around for quite some time. And want to thank our community-minded partners, and I say this every day, several times a day. If it wasn't for these folks, it would be real hard for me to have this station on the air 24/7. I would probably have to demote myself to a podcast, and that's not something that I want to do. I thought about doing a podcast before I started the radio station here, but it just didn't seem like enough. I wanted to offer something to the community 24/7, 365, so we could cut in whether it was severe weather, a lot of snow, some kind of winter blizzard condition, election coverage, morning show, funnies, whatever. I wanted to be able to have something that could entertain you throughout the day and the night, and then we'll poke in our little local stuff here as it happens. But it all comes from Frankfort, Indiana, from my apartment. I do all of this on a laptop and a mixer, a little mixer board here. So thank you to these community-minded partners. Some of them help sponsor with money. The others help sponsor with love and affection. And the others help sponsor with what we call a trade. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. We've got Center Township of Clinton County, of course, Jamie Pratt and her crew out there on Alhambra Avenue. They do so much good for the community, and if you know Jamie, she has got a heart of gold, and she is the perfect person to be in that position for the trustee of Center Township in Clinton County, because they have a lot of guidelines they have to follow if someone needs help with the services they provide. But Jamie's very good at just keeping everything on an even keel and helping you out and finding the right resources you may need and helping you fill out the paperwork for those resources. And she's got a great staff that she's hired too that helps do all those things as well. So Center Township of Clinton County, Jamie Pratt, we appreciate you as the trustee. Also Heather's Flowers of Frankfort. Heather's at the corner of Jackson and Washington, right here in downtown Frankfort, Indiana. As I call it, the corner of walk and don't walk in downtown Frankfort, Indiana. Heather has been with me from day one. Heather wanted to help. She and I saw each other when I would be outside, maybe smoking a cigarette or something, back in January of this year. And she asked me about morning sickness, and she said, "Are you getting ready to do something again?" And this is before I launched it. And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to start an online radio station." And she said, "I want to help." And I said, "Well, how would you like to help?" She said, "I don't care. I want to help." So Heather and I become fast friends, and she helped me get the station started in a little bit of a financial capacity and a lot of support. And I still appreciate Heather's flowers and all the cool things she does. And if you know Heather, she's also got a heart of gold. We've got the Oasis in Frankfort, Daniel, and it's just amazing that some people come out of the woodwork when you least expect it. Of my time working at the station across town where the coffee still sucks, I never had been to the Oasis, maybe once, but I'd never been there in a serious capacity, and I didn't know Daniel. And it was partly because he didn't advertise, I think, with the station over there, and I just wasn't aware of it. Well, fast forward a year and a half later, and I start KNS, and Daniel hit me up. I mean, that's a salesperson's dream, as I didn't even have to ask him. He wanted to be a part of KNS, and so we talked one night on the phone, and he had done his homework on me. He knew about some of my issues I went through last year. And he said he was just proud of me and proud of what I stood for and what I was trying to do as far as bring some real journalism to Clinton County and not something candy-coated and, you know, real sterile. So he has been with me since almost day one, I think back in March. And Daniel is such a good guy and has been so supportive of me. He and I have talked a little bit about what kind of promotional things maybe we could do together. So you might be looking for some promotional things coming from the Oasis and KNS over the next couple months. All right. Wappler Services Incorporated. What can I say about Trina and Justin, the two people I know out there at Wappler's? They're just good folks. And Wappler's is one of the number one businesses, if not the number one business in Clinton County, that comes to supporting local things and giving everyone a fair shot and a fair shake and just supporting local. So I really appreciate Trina being on board with us and the whole crew at Wampler's. Now, if you notice over there at Wampler's at Washington and Hoke, that's a very busy intersection, of course, and the station across town where the coffee still sucks in the last month or so has put up a great big banner that ought to be illegal or against some kind of zoning ordinance or something, because this thing's like four feet tall and about 12 feet across wide, and it's almost distracting when you pull up there. And Russ has put one on both sides, and it says something about local, and it's some kind of slogan or something. But that's you know, it got me thinking that when I say local, I mean it for KNS. I'm not just putting it out there so everyone thinks, oh, it's local. Wow, great. I try to do all the local stuff I can and be hyper-local. And I've got so many ideas. If I had just a little bit more time to be able to bring you some local things. But you know what? We grow, and we're going to continue to grow, and I'm going to be able to do those things for you. But local is more than just a slogan for me here at KNS, all right? So over at Wampler's, you see the big canvas banner, both of them that Russ has there. Again, I'm not sure if they're legal. We may have to get Don Stock down there and measure those, and we'll see. And if not, I'll help take them down. But I've got a piece of canvas and banner, and it was something left over from some promotional thing I had done at a former radio station I worked at a long time ago. And if you flip it over, the backside is blank, right? It's like a blank canvas. It's all white. It's got the grommet holes and everything, so you can do it. So I was thinking about getting out the kids' crayons, since we still have a few crayons around here, and just doing a big KNS kind of sloppy, like a fifth grader did it, which wouldn't be far of a stretch for me. And then I know Trina, she would let me go over there and hang that up there at the corner of Washington and Hoke and see if I can't get in on Russ Casper's local. Only I mean it, and I'm doing it all with one guy. He's got a hell of an overhead, and I still don't know how great a job they do. I know one employee he has, Carl Gingrich, does a heck of a job. And I like Carl, and Carl's a good journalist I respect. Carl's also one of the directors with Katie Schimmel over at Coach Kids, and Coach Kids is such an awesome thing to have in our community, too. So be looking for Kevin's Crayon produced KNS banner over at Wampler Services Incorporated. I'll hang it somewhere over there. I'm sure Trina let me. And if not, I'll put it up in one of my boys' bedroom windows here above Heather's Flowers. That's a really good spot, you know. People sitting at the stoplight here at Jackson and Washington, and they could see coming both ways, so I may put it up there as well. But I'll digress on that. We've got Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, and I love me some Granny. Granny and I have, it's so scary because we'll text each other on professional or personal stuff, and we'll be texting each other, and we'll text each other the same thing, like two or three statements in a row, and it's really scary how Granny and I seem to have the same brain some days, and we're very aligned politically, so we really, really get along, and she makes all the sweet goodies, so we really, really get along, and she's in Mulberry, and she is doing so much and working so hard to be a successful independent entrepreneurial small business right there in Mulberry, and I think she's doing a great job. I know she stays busy. She sells out most days. She's open. She's got her cake business on the side that she does, and Granny's looking to do even more things. If you know the building she's in right there on the corner, the main corner in Mulberry across from South Fork there, she recently purchased that building from the owner. So Granny is serious about her goodies and being around for quite some time. And she's just done a great job of investing in it. And she's got the good coolers and chillers and refrigerators and display cases. And she's finally got her point of sale service thing working the way she wants with when she takes charges and takes money for people doing transactions and stuff for selling donuts and other things. So she's got all that figured out. She's pretty happy. And Granny and I, we talk a couple times a week, and she and I, along with a handful of other people, are working on a Christmas promotion for less fortunate kids in Clinton County, and we are working on that behind the scenes right now. We're not sure what the name of it's going to be. We're fine-tuning the date when we're going to hold it out at Mulberry, and it'll be an opportunity for you, the public, to help these kids who are less fortunate, and Granny and I will kind of be the clearinghouse, and then a night early in December or mid-December, we will converge out at the Mulberry Community Center there at the park, which is indoors and heated and has restrooms and everything. We'll meet out there, and Granny's going to do a supper with all the fixings for all the kids and their families and everybody. So we're hoping to make a big deal of it and make some kids' Christmas just a little brighter that maybe wouldn't have been. So be listening for that promotion coming up here before too long here, real soon here at KNS and on Granny's Facebook page, right? We've also got Gem City Junction, which is Kim Prather and her husband Ryan. They have owned that for several years now, I think at least four or five, and they're right on the corner of Clinton in Jackson, on the southeast corner of the downtown Frankfort Square. And if you know, you know about Gem City Junction. They've got some great drinks. They've got the paninis. They've got fresh breads and breakfast things they can make and everything. And I know Ryan busts his butt down there every morning getting that place open and functioning right and ready to go for the peak business hours. So Gem City Junction, we appreciate them being a part of KNS and the community. Now, we've got a little bit of a trade worked out with them because not only part of being a radio station is, selling advertising to pay the bills, but one thing you want to have as a radio station is promotional items that you can give away and create a buzz and awareness about businesses and have your station thought of whenever everyone says, hey, what's the giveaway today? And I want to work it out to where I've got a giveaway every day 30 days a month, and I'm working on that. Right now we've got every other week we're doing the Monday with Gym City, $25 gift certificate. Wednesday with Granny's Goodies, a dozen deluxe donuts. And then Friday with Frankfurt Pizza Hut, where we do Free Pizza Friday. We do that every other week, including next week. We'll be starting that again, okay, next Monday. But Gym City Junction gives me two $25 gift certificates to give away to one lucky listener, and in return, I give them advertising. So it's what we call a trade in the business, because it's literally a trade. Now, when I was hacked by, not hacked, but held hostage with my radio station website a couple months after we went on the air, if you recall that back in May or something, it was Ryan Prather, Kim's husband, who is an IT tech smart computer guy, who was able to help me get the station rebuilt and help me purchase the server and all that information and kind of put that together for me. I know I had Charlie at ProByte, but Charlie's more of the technical hands-on, run a wire for this or connect a router for that. And this was more of building a website and providing a streaming service so you could still hear. So Ryan helped me out on that. And so that's also part of our trade. So again, I appreciate Gym City Junction, and they've got a really, really cool little business to go enjoy. They have some live music sometimes. You can go over there. They get the Wi-Fi. You can get some work done. You can have a business meeting over there. I've done that a couple times. I enjoy the atmosphere. Also, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. Alan Marchand out there is just having so much fun. Just working up until retirement. He's working toward retirement. He doesn't talk about it, doesn't think about it. He's just out there busting his butt every day at Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, right on the corner. And Alan, you go out there and you talk to Alan. If you know Alan, you know. But this guy is always in the best mood. He is one of the biggest fans of KNS, and also, again, a local supporter of local stuff. He wants to support local people trying to do some good and trying to do something positive for the community. And I went out there and talked to him about a month ago or so now, and he was aware of KNS but hadn't had a chance to pull it up yet. So he gave me his phone, and I pulled it up and downloaded the app for him and everything. And I went out there last night, actually, Thursday night, and was talking to him for a few minutes about some things. And I walked in, and he had KNS just blaring right there in the shop. So that was very cool. And I love it when the sponsors reach out to me and you, the listeners, reach out to me. Alan, two or three times over the last week or two, has texted me at 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock and said, "Hey, great interview," or "Nice job on that," or way to get that news story. And I hear from a lot of you on that, and I appreciate that. But it's good to know that a client is listening as well. So Marchand's Window Tinting, and Alan will actually keep you out of trouble. I know there's this talk and discussion, and people joke about having a tent that's too dark and getting pulled over and the cops making you rip it off right there and all that. Well, we don't see that very often. But that's because we have pros like Alan who know how dark you can have it. And while I was there talking to him, someone came in and was inquiring about how dark they could have it or trying to match some prior tent they had. And Alan explained it real good. He said, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the lower the number, the darker it is kind of the way I understood it. So he said 20 is legal, and a 10 is like, if a cop sees that, to a cop, a 10, number 10 tent is like going 60 in a 55. They're probably not going to do anything about it, but technically. So Alan will, keep you legal, and it seems like he's so busy. I can't believe how many people either purchase vehicles that aren't tinted or it doesn't have the tent they want on it, because this guy is always busy. He's always got two or three cars out there. I don't know how long it takes to tent a full car, but he's been in business several years, and you know, it's one of those things, when you do good work, word of mouth is your best advertising. And I think that's certainly, when you think of window tinting, you think of Marchand's in Antioch. And when you get to know Alan, he's just a super, super cool dude. So appreciate him. And he and I were talking last night a little bit about marketing. And, you know, again, when you think of tinting, when you need tinting, you just think of Marchand's. And I told him, I said, I appreciate you so much advertising with me, because I understand that there's some businesses I need them more than they need me. Marchand's is well established, but he is supporting what I do as I try to get K&S off the ground and kick it into second gear here. So we really appreciate Alan Marchand and his crew out there, which is him. It's just Alan. He's a one-man band from what I've noticed, kind of like me here at K&S. Sanford and Daughter in Mulberry. Now, that is a very unique situation there. If you're familiar with the building, it's right there on the corner of the main drag in Mulberry and right across from the gas station, the only gas station in Mulberry, and right across from the South Fork restaurant and down just a little bit to the east. You can't miss it if you know where it's at. You know, it's just that big building there on the corner. And he's got a big, nice sign out front, Sanford and Daughter, kind of a play on the words, the title of Sanford and Son, of course, the old 70s sitcom. And except he's not out there yelling, Lamont, Lamont. At least I don't think he is. So he's open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Jim and I were talking a couple months ago, and he and I have known each other for a couple years because, again, he's a wheeler and dealer. He's going to auctions like I have and I used to, and he's buying things for reselling purposes. He also has a booth over at Trader Buck's in Lafayette like I do. And so I told Jim that I would love to do something with him partner-wise in Mulberry. And so he and I came up with a trade to where I'm going to have a room inside of Sanford and Daughter to sell my stuff. And so November is going to be the last month that I'm at Trader Buck's in Lafayette. I'm sad to announce, but when they moved to this new location, they upped the booth rental by like $60 to $80 a month, which was almost double what I was paying for it. And it just pissed me off, frankly. And there was no negotiating. And I wasn't happy with the way they set it up. I think the aisles are too tight. They had this big, expansive, open floor plan before they built the booths and put up the you know, the walls and the shelves and everything. What's the word I'm looking for? The pegboard. And before they did all that, they had this open floor plan. And by the time they squeezed everything in there, it's so hard you can't even get two shopping carts down the aisle. And it was kind of a disaster from the beginning. Plus, they're charging me more. Are you kidding me? So I wasn't very happy about that. I'm not in the business to break even or make 10 bucks, because it cost me 15 to drive over there in gas. So the way that works is basically they rent me a booth, and whatever I sell, the first part of that goes to them to cover my booth rental. And then anything after that dollar amount is profit for me. And it's just not been that profitable the last couple months since they moved and upped everything to another $60 to $80 a month on a booth that's the same size, but in a crappier position inside the building where, again, everything is so crammed and stuffed. And they put my booth over on the backside with, like, all the mattresses and the headboards and the washers and dryers and some of the booths that nobody pays attention to. And again, it's just pissed me off from the jump. And so I'm done with that. And so this month, November, will be my last month over there. And it saddens me to do that because I've been with them for about 4 years, and I really enjoy the hunt and getting bargains and reselling them and everything. But I also thought they did a terrible job promoting things, whether on Facebook or doing some advertising. So I'm done with Trader Box. And I'm going to go into business with Sanford and Daughter and Mulberry a little bit. So I will have a room at Sanford and Daughter and Mulberry where I'll be selling all my stuff. And I'll be probably moving in some stuff actually mid-November, even before I get out of Trader Bucks, because I've got a bunch of stuff here at the house that I've got priced and cleaned up and ready to go. So that's going to be a trade also. That's the way that works, is I'm giving Jim some advertising and he's giving me a room, basically. So be looking for that. And if you get a chance, Jim's got all kinds of cool stuff, man. Really vintage Americana, neat things. They're out there in Mulberry. He's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the hours are 10 till 4, I believe. So you got to check that out if you haven't already. And you'll hear more about that over the next month, because I'll be writing a commercial for him, and we'll be getting that recorded. And I think if I can, I'm going to have his daughter try to help me do that as well. So get her voice in on that too. So I'll be telling you more about Sanford and Daughter. We're hoping to have some promotions where we have some sale days and maybe some sidewalk sales and stuff before it gets too cold. But it may be too late for that. We may have to do that next spring. But Sanford and Daughter and Mulberry, all kinds of cool flea market items over there, and including some Kevin Keith stuff coming up here in the next month or so. All right. We also got Live for Life Indiana in Lebanon, which is an awesome group out of Lebanon. A couple months ago, Bud Wiry and his family felt compelled to be a part of KNS and help us through a tough month we had a couple months ago. And so Bud ponied up some advertising dollars and wanted to sponsor a nonprofit, a group in Lebanon, where he's from, that's really helping his community. And he settled upon Live for Life Indiana. And after I looked him up, I said, you know what, you sponsored for 1 month, but I'm going to keep them on through the end of the year because I think they're that important. So I'm giving them some free airtime right now because they are that important. They grab the tiger by the tail and get stuff done. It's basically for women who are coming out of prison or jail or just down on their luck or trying to get clean or have been clean. And it provides a whole bunch of resources for these mothers or single mothers who have just got out of prison or are trying to get their life built back together, whether it's getting a job, a GED, a place to live, or all three. So Live for Life Indiana, Lebanon, they do a hell of a good job on helping folks out. We've also got Pizza Hut of Frankfort, Jill Hine and her crew. They do a great job. Pizza Hut just always has excellent local pizza that's just, every time, it's like anything else, it's like you know what to expect. You know, you got some restaurants you go to, it's kind of 50-50 depending on who's working and how busy they are. You got some restaurants you go to and it's just going to be perfect every time regardless. And then you have some restaurants you go to that you like their food, but you know it's going to be shitty, right? Sometimes. Well, Pizza Hut is one of those deals where I know every time I go, I'm going to be well taken care of, and it's going to be fresh, hot, and delicious. Now, I don't go in a whole lot, but me and a friend of mine love to watch a Coles together on Sundays, and about once or twice a month, we'll order a pizza from Pizza Hut of Frankfort, and it's just spot on, perfect every time. I like light sauce, and they do it just perfect for me. So you can ask for anything special on your pizza, and they'll take care of you at Pizza Hut of Frankfort. And Pizza Hut chains, those big national chains, they don't generally advertise, but I was able to talk to Jill's bosses. She put me in touch with, like, the regional vice president district guy a couple months ago, and I told him, I said, look, I'm not wanting your money. I know Pizza Hut doesn't, quote-unquote, need to advertise, but let's do a promotion together. So he allowed Jill to give me a handful of free pizza tickets, and so that's what I mail to the winners of Free Pizza Friday, so it works out real well. Then ProByte Computers of Frankfort, Charlie Spradlin and his crew, which a lot of times involves his wife and I think his sister-in-law. Charlie is just an awesome, God-fearing Christian, honest man, hard worker, and I've known him from a previous life. I worked with him at the station across town where the coffee still sucks, and then he was the first person I thought of when I knew I was going to start KNS and I would need a good computer, some good software on it, and someone I could call 24/7 to get some help. And Charlie has not let me down, and so that was a trade, as well as Charlie provided some of his expertise and help me buy this nice laptop that will that has and will continue to bring you all this great programming here at the KNS Radio Network. So that's going to wrap up the program for today. I wanted to take a half hour here and talk about how important the KNS Radio Network community-minded partners are and how they truly help every aspect of our community. You know, they are the ones who provide the resources ultimately that enables me to purchase the little $80 mixer I've got here that hooks up to my computer, where I can call and do local interviews with people that you want to hear about. I've had so many people tell me that it's kind of boring when you talk to the same newsmakers and politicians every week or every other week, because you kind of run out of things to say. There's some that are better than others that give updates and stuff, have a lot going on. But I thought, instead of trying to have some structured regiment like that, something that could allow me to pivot and move around, is I want to talk to those newsmakers and politicians as needed. As something comes up that piques my curiosity or your curiosity, or I get a tip about something, I want to be able to call those people and say, hey, I respect your time. I'm not, you know, I don't try to get you, bug you every other Tuesday or whatever. I just call when I need something. You call when you need something. We've got a good relationship. So that's what I've tried to do, and that allows me to be more limber and move around. So if I didn't have someone scheduled on Wednesday and I've got this really great opportunity to interview someone on something that's a little more timely and topical on Wednesday, I'm not locked down to something. So these community-minded partners allow me to have that flexibility. They take the pressure off me for this not being an expensive hobby for me, because with the money I get from the advertising, I put every dime back into KNS, whether it is paying the artist royalties for the songs and music we play, the streaming services, the providing the app, the Live 365, which is the streaming on our website, people who maintain our website. I pay good money and regular cash for the KNS precision forecast. Those guys you hear are real meteorologists, not just some kid ripping you know, the latest forecast off the National Weather Service and reading it. These guys actually do forecasts. And if I'm lucky, with a few more sponsors, there's going to be even more things I can provide for you, and some other programming that I think you'll really, really like. And I'm trying to get the input, the feedback from you guys, just to see what you want and what you'd like to hear. And it is coming in hot and heavy, and I hear you, and we're going to work on that and continue to, okay? So with that being said, I want to thank our community-minded partners again. Love them, everyone. ProBuy Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, Live for Life Indiana, Lebanon, Sanford and Daughter Mulberry, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Gym City Junction, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Wampler Services Incorporated, The Oasis, Frankfort, Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, and Center Township of Clinton County. We will be back here Monday morning at 6 a.m. for Morning Sickness, where we play the best hits of the 70s and 80s. I'll have some news and commentary a little after 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Not sure what we're going to talk about, but maybe the election, as we'll be one day away from that. Can't wait for that Donald Trump victory, hopefully next Tuesday night. No, hopefully to it. It better be a Donald Trump victory. Let's just say that. So I'm Kevin Keith. Have a great weekend from the KNS Radio Network.